8 lines from the bottom. In the Mishnah Tzadadin, Hakel Golan Aydei Yisrael, all are exiled, meaning Kusi, all the previous ones that the Mishnah was talking about, Geteshov, you know, that could go into Golus through a Jew, meaning if they accidentally killed a Jew, they go into Golus. So the Gemara asks, Hakel Golan Aydei Yisrael, Lasuye Mai. What does it come to include? Because the Mishnah already said, a father goes into Golus if he kills his son, a son goes into Golus for killing his father, Yisrael is Yisrael. So now it says, everybody goes into Golus by killing a Jew. Who's the everybody that we're adding? So the Gemara answers, La Suye Eved Vakusi. It comes to include an Eved, who, like we learned, is, so to speak, partially Jewish, speaking about a Goyisha Eved, that you buy, and when you buy him, he becomes obligated to mitzvahs like a woman, and then, when he becomes free, whatever, he becomes a full-fledged Jew. But even while he's an Eved, he's obligated in all the mitzvahs like a lady. So if he's obligated in all the mitzvahs like a lady, if he kills a Jew, he goes into Golus. Or a Kusi. Now, Kusi were the Kutites that the Assyrians, not the Syrians, the Assyrians, brought into the fold over here. And according to this halacha, the Chachamim accepted them as full-fledged Jews. Later on, the Chachamim found out that they were really worshipping idols in secret. So they made them non-Jews.
Yes.
But meanwhile, they were like people they were accepted as Jews. Yes. So it says that if an Eved or a Kusi kills a Jew, they also go into Ari Miklat. So the Gemara says, Tanina Lahada Tan Rabbanan. So now it says, this is exactly what we learned at the Braisa, that Eved or Kusi, if an Eved or a Kusi, Gela goes into Golus if he kills a Jew, or Leike, or he can even get Malkus for something that he did to a Jew. I'll explain in a second. The Gemara is going to analyze what it means. V'Yisrael, Gela, V'Leike, Ide Kusi V'Eved. And a Jew goes into Golus if he kills a Kusi or an Eved, or he gets Malkus for doing something to an Eved or a Kusi. That's what the Braisa says. Now the Gemara is going to try to analyze what this means, because the Braisa simply is saying that if a Jew kills a Kusi, he goes into Golus. If a Kusi kills a Jew, he goes into Golus. And then it says, if a Jew does something to a Kusi, he gets Malkus. And if a Kusi does something to a Jew, they get Malkus. Now, the Gemara is going to, what does that mean? So it says, Bishleim Eved V'Kusi Golai De Yisrael. I understand how it's possible that an Eved or a Kusi goes to Golus if he killed a Jew, but Leike gets Malkus. I understand. What's the case? Gela, the case of Golus is the Katle, he killed him. Meaning, if an Eved or a Kusi kills a Jew accidentally, he goes to Golus. But Leike, when does he get Malkus? The Latte, if he curses a Jew. There's a din, if you curse a Jew with God's name, you get Malkus. That's the halacha. So that makes sense that an Eved or a Kusi curses a Jew that they get Malkus. Because if they're treated like Jews,
then they
should get Malkus. But Al Yisrael v'Goyla Laikai de Kusi. But how do you have a case where a Jew gets whipped for cursing a guy? For cursing the Kusi. What does it mean? Bishlem v'Goyla, I understand the case of Golus. It's speaking a case, the Katli, if a Jew accidentally killed a Kusi, understand that a Jew would have to go into Golus. Because if a Kusi is counted as a Jew, then he goes into Golus. But, Elolaika, but as far as concerning Malkus, Amai, how can a Jew get Malkus over a Kusi? So the Gemara answers, it's speaking the Latte, because he cursed him. It's in this part of the question. But it can't be, because it says in the Torah, that you're not a prince, you're not allowed to curse. A prince amongst the Jewish people, you're not allowed to curse. And it's speaking, when the prince acts according to the laws of Yidden, but since the Kusites don't, how could you be cursed? How can you get Malkus for cursing? Meaning as follows. The Torah says you're not allowed to curse a Jew. But we learn it out, punishment, from the din of if you curse a Jewish prince. And therefore the Gemara learns that when do you get punished for cursing a person if he only lives the way a Jew is supposed to live? The Kusim didn't. They didn't behave properly. So the Gemara learned out that if a Jew curses a Kusi, he doesn't get whipped.
Malchus, yes.
He doesn't get Malchus because he's not living the way a Jew should be living. And who do you get punished for cursing if you curse a Jew
who lives
like a Jew? Yes. So the Gemara asks the question as follows. It says in this Braisa that if a Kusi kills a Jew, he gets Malchus. If a Kusi, as we interpret it to mean, curses a Jew, he gets Malchus.
Malchus for killing also?
No.
No. Killing. I mean, he said Malchus. He goes through exile.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. If a guy, a Kusi, by accident kills a Jew, he goes to Golos. If a Kusi curses a Jew, he gets Malchus. So that makes sense. But the same token, the Braisa says, the same thing as a Yisrael to a Kusi. So the Gemara says, I understand that if a Yisrael accidentally kills a Kusi, he's still a Jew. So you go to the city of Arimah. But if a Jew curses a Kusi, why should he get Malchus? So where do you have a case of a Jew getting Malchus because of a Kusi? Where do you have such a case? So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you a case. Now the Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, it's speaking in a case, Kagein Shehiyed Beivahuzim. When he said a very simple case, not with cursing. You're right, if you curse a Kusi, you don't get punished. What's the case? It's a strange case. A Jew testified that a Kusi ate chazer. Okay? Then the Jew became Eid Zaymimin. So now the Jew wanted to get the guy whipped, the Kusi whipped. So now he became disproven. So he gets whipped. So this is a case that a Yid can get Malchus because of a Kusi. So the Gemara asks, but it can't be. Why? Because the Kavos, the Gabi Eved, then the same thing would be by a case that a Jew testified against the slave, the slave testified he was against the Jew. V'huzam, and the Eved became Edom Zaymimin. The Gemara asked, Eved bar Edusu. An Eved can be a witness. An Eved is not a kosher witness. So you can never have a case of an Eved getting Malchus because of the Jew, which would mean the case of the Jew getting Malchus because of the Eved. What this means is very simple. When the Braisa says that a Jew gets Golus and Malchus because of a Goy, just like a Kusi can get Malchus because of the Jew. That means it's the same case. So the Gemara says, how could a Jew get Malchus by a Kusi? So it says, if the Jew became Edom Zaymim. That means the case is a Kusi testified against the Jew.
Yeah.
That means what's the case of an Eved? For instance, an Eved
cannot. Is
obligated in all the mitzvahs like a woman.
But he can't be a witness.
That means if a Jew testifies that an Eved ate chazer, which is a negative commandment, the Eved would get whipped. Then if the Jew became Edom Zaymimin, you whip the Jew. But you can't have it in the reverse, because if an Eved testifies against the Jew, an Eved can't testify. He's not a kosher witness. So how do you have a case again that a Jew got Malchus because of a Kusi? So speaking as follows. A case where a Yid hit the Kusi with an injury that doesn't have a sense value. Because the din is as follows. If the Torah says you're not allowed to hit another Jew, you're not allowed to hit anybody. If I hit you, and I damage you, that I have to pay you a penny or more. So the din is, if I pay, I don't get whipped. But what happens if there's no amount that I should get paying? That I should pay? If it's less than a shava pruta. If I damaged you a half a cent worth, I would get Malchus. In other words, if you're hurting somebody, you should hurt them more than a prut is worth. Because if you hurt them, less than a prut is worth, you can end up getting lashes, 39 lashes, which hurts much more than a prut. So he says, what's the case? The Amr Ravami, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Ravami said the name of Rabbi Yechanan, he called, if somebody hit him, a blow, she'ein ve'shav a pruta, that doesn't have a shav a pruta, the din is likely he would get Malchus. Okay? Now, the Torah though says that if you pay, then there's no Malchus. So if the Jew hit the guy less than a shav a pruta, he would get Malchus. But le makshinin hakala klolu, we don't liken hitting with the laws of cursing. Meaning, if a Jew is not punished for cursing a kusi, but he's punished for hitting him. So you can have a case when a Jew would get Malchus because of a kusi. What's the case? A Jew hits a kusi, and the damages are less than a pruta. The din is, he has to get Malchus because he doesn't pay. If a Jew curses a kusi, he doesn't get anything. But if he beats him up, he has to pay. But that's only if it's worth a penny. But if it's worth less than a penny, the Jew doesn't have to pay. What does he get? He gets Malchus.
The kusi here have been already declared as non-Jews again? Or
no, here, the whole Gemara here is the Jews.
So how come if they're Jews, they have any different than Jews?
As far as the cursing goes?
Yeah.
Because the Gemara says, like Rashi says over here, it's only speaking Ba'isa Ma'isa Amcha, which means that he behaves the way he's supposed to behaving, and he doesn't. Like he says over here, here, it's not the proper conduct of a prince, and therefore, even though they're Jewish, but they didn't behave properly.
In what sense?
They wouldn't keep in Torah Mitzvahs properly. The only question is, what din did they have? Did they have a din of a Jew or a din of a Goy? But Alpi Din, they definitely weren't acting the way Jews were supposed to be acting. And therefore, they didn't get it. Okay, now the new piece of Gemara. Tessa Medalev, three lines at the top. The Mishnah says, Chutz me'ayde ger teishev. It says, a Yidin goes to Golus for all types of people, unless if he hit or he killed accidentally a ger teishev. Now last week, if you remember, we learned, ger teishev is a complete goy who accepted the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach in front of a bezdin. So they're goyim, they have certain rights as far as citizens in Israel goes, but they're not Jews.
What page do you want again?
Test, not by you, it's 9A1.
9A1?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Now, what happens if a Jew accidentally falls on top of a ger teishev and he kills him? Accidentally. There is no dinner ori miklat. Okay, that's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara asks a question, very simple question. From here you see that a ger teishev is a goy. Right? Mm-hmm. Because if it says if a Jew, even if a Jew falls on top of a kusi, he has to run to ori miklat. But if a Jew falls on top of a ger teishev, this goy, who accepted the seven mitzvahs, he doesn't go to ori miklat. So what do you see from here? The Gemara says, you see that a ger teishev is a goy, because you don't have to go into goats. So the Gemara says, Eima seifa, but look at the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says, ger teishev, goylai de ger teishev, which simply means, if a ger teishev kills another ger teishev, he has to go to ori miklat, city of refuge. The question is, if they're both goyim, a guy doesn't go to ori miklat for a guy.
He get killed.
No, not if it's accidentally.
But doesn't he has to keep? Isn't that part of the Torah that you have to go into Ari Miklat?
Not for a guy.
So how come he has to go to Ari?
No, the Gemara says if a Jew kills a Ger Taishov,
yeah,
the Jew doesn't have to go. Why? Because like a Jew killing a Goy. So the Gemara says, so the next line of the Mishnah says that if a Ger Taishov kills a Ger Taishov, he does have to run to Ari Miklat. But if there's a, he's a Goy, why is he running to Ari Miklat for? So that implies that he's a Jew. So why, if you kill a Ger Taishov, don't you go to the city of refuge? In other words, what is he, a Jew or a Goy? So the Gemara answered, Amar Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana said, Leikash. It's not a question. Why isn't it a question? Very simple. One case is speaking Ger Taishov, Shahara Ger Taishov. And the Gemara is going to change, but the Gemara says an interesting concept. If a Ger Taishov kills a Ger Taishov, he goes to the city of refuge. But Ger Taishov, Shahara Yisrael, but if a Ger Taishov kills a Yisrael, he doesn't go to Ari Miklat. Why not? Right, Lechera, why not? So the answer is because it's not enough of forgiveness for him. If it's not enough of a forgiveness for him, he can't do it. Ari Miklat is not going to help him.
What about purposely killing a Israel?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
What about purposely killing a Jew?
He brings down over here a whole question, what should happen to a Ger Taishev who does kill a Jew accidentally? But the Gemara is saying Golus is not enough for him. In other words, the Gemara asked the question, in the Mishnah says, Ger Taishev, you don't go to Ari Miklat. Another place says, Ger Taishev does go to Ari Miklat. So what's the story? So the Gemara says very simple. If a Ger Taishev kills a Ger Taishev, he goes to Ari Miklat. He's a guy, right? But he's enough of a citizen. The Gemara is answering, meanwhile, the Gemara is going to change it. But meanwhile, the Gemara says, he's enough of a citizen that's going to make him obligated to go to Ari Miklat. But if a Ger Taishev kills accidentally a Jew, it's not strong, it's not enough kapara to go.
Why don't the since he's a goy, why don't we apply him the law of the Ben Noach to him? Whatever the law belongs, I mean, tells about the goy, should do the same to him.
But he does have the laws of the law, doesn't he? He's a Ger the Tosha, so that he has the. Isn't that what we started out with? That he converted and became.
No, but he keeps only the seven
mitzvahs. Yes.
Oh, so we should apply the same law to him. Whatever the Ben Noach law is, according in this situation.
Well, the Gemara is going to ask over here. Basically, soon the question is. What are they? Are they goyim or are they yidden? You know what I mean?
Question.
But the mafashim right over here, a whole thing. There's been a very interesting machlekes between Rashi and Ramban and other poskim. If a guy kills another guy accidentally, does he get killed or not?
According to what law?
According to Torah law. Obviously, in America, we don't have the say.
But he has.
But a lot of the dinim, for instance, the Gemara says that a goy, a ben neyach, who transgresses any one of the seven mitzvahs ben neyach, gets killed.
Which is one of them is murder, right?
Yeah, but I'll give you an example. If a goy steals, he gets killed. That's talach.
Killed
by Bezdin. So the question, where do you have a case of ben neyach getting killed by Bezdin? So speaking, in Eretz Yisrael, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when it was under Israeli rule, and the Israeli Bezdin was the government of the country, they didn't have today's government, they had Bezdin ran the country, and the Jews had the jurisdiction over all the citizens. So then the din was, if a guy transgressed any of the seven mitzvahs b'nei neach, whether he ate even minachai, a limb off an animal, whether he stole, whatever he did, the din was, a Jew, Bezdin killed him.
Do you need to aid him? Justify
so the Rambam writes, it's interesting, let me get the Rambam, because the Rambam writes, one second. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim brings down all the mitzvahs, you know, that a guy has to keep. The Rambam writes over here about it, if a guy kills, if a guy, there's forbidden relations. And then the Rambam writes, Okay. The Rambam writes that Ben Noach they killed accidental. Ben Noach they committed any of his mitzvahs b'sheigig, accidentally. Meaning, and the Gemara is going to get into this. I want to discuss this because he clarifies it. The Rambam says that if a guy stole accidentally,
how is he supposed to steal?
Meaning he didn't know you're not allowed to steal. That's the definite. The Gemara is going to say if that's mazer or not. But a guy that accidentally stole, the din is he's parted from anything. Chutz miritzer bishkaga. If a guy killed accidentally, the goyal adam could kill him. And there's no concept of ari miklat. I mean, there's no ari miklat for a guy.
Killing who?
If a guy killed anybody. Oh. Not even a Jew. If a guy killed another guy, then when they actually sold, Bezdin controlled, yeah? Accidentally, so Bezdin can't kill him. But the goyal adam, the avenger, the mishpacha, the family could kill him. There's no ari miklat to save him. Okay? Now, and then the Rambam discusses what is shaygig. Then the Rambam writes, what happens if a ben noyach, like we're learning today between mincha ma'ariv, what happens if a guy comes over to a guy, one guy comes over to another guy, and says, worship idols or else I'll kill you. Steal or else I'll kill you. The din is, there's no yadig val yavard, there's no giving up your life for Kiddush Hashem by a guy. Only a Jew is obligated to give up his life for the three Avedis, but a guy is not obligated to give up his life. At the end, Rambam says, oh, here it is. A ben noach gets killed with one witness, one judge, because a Jewish bezdin to kill, you need 23. And you need two witnesses.
Yeah.
A guy can get killed for an aveda, one witness, one dying, no warning, relatives. The only witness is not kosher. By a guy is a woman. But if by a guy, according to Torah law, if a relative saw a guy, his relative, kill somebody, he's a kosher witness. Only a woman is not a kosher witness. By a guy, you need one witness. It could be a relative, Moshe, Aaron. Doesn't, you know, any relatives are kosher. Not a woman. That's it. She's the only non-kosher witness in a Goyisha trial, so to speak. So now the question over here is as follows: coming back to the Gemara, because the Gemara is asking a question: what is a Ger Teishev? Now over here he goes into the whole bunch of interesting names. There's Evdei Kochavim as an idolater. Ben Noach is a regular guy. Now he doesn't worship idols. He's just a Ben Noach. A Ger Teishev is a guy that accepted the seven mitzvahs Ben Noach from the Bezdin. In fact, the Rambam writes, it's an interesting thing. The Rambam writes in that halacha right before the one I mentioned, what right did Shimon and Levi have to kill out the whole city of Shechem? Shimon and Levi killed out the whole city of Shechem. What right did they have? Stop, you kill whoever you want. I mean, what right did they have? So the Rambam says, because one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach is to set up a judiciary system, a court system. Shechem raped Dina, and they did not set up a bezdin, which was one of their seven mitzvahs, is dinim, to set up a bezdin, and they didn't. And the din is a guy that doesn't keep any of the seven mitzvahs gets killed. So Shechem and Shimon Levi killed out the city. Shechem.
Wasn't there a yeshiva in Shechem at the time?
Not at that time. Now there is.
No, before. Where did Yaakov learn this?
Shem and Aver.
Oh.
No. That was not a place, by the way. It's the names of people. Shechem was a city. Mm-hmm. And also the name of the prince. But the Rambam says that's where the Rechayiv Misa, because they didn't do anything to Shechem. So Shimon Levi, Al Pidin, were allowed to kill him.
What's the point of setting up their own courts if Basin gives them punishments?
No, Goyim have a law, a responsibility to set up systems that people don't, to set laws. Of a city laws. Like you can't go through a red light and you can't, boundaries of people.
You're not supposed to, though.
What?
The red lights, people do.
No, the red lights were made to go through.
Yeah. unless I have those things in the corners.
Yeah, then you don't.
Then you don't.
Okay, so now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kahane. Rav Kahane says as follows. Like we just, okay, just to repeat it. If a Ger Teshev kills a Ger Teshev, you go to Ari Miklat. But Ger Teshev Shari Yisrael, if a Ger Teshev kills a Jew, he can't go to the city of refuge because it's not enough of a punishment. That's what the Gemara concludes. So the Gemara says very simple. When it says in the Mishnah, a Ger Teshev goes to Ari Miklat, it means when a Ger Teshev kills a Ger Teshev. But if a Ger Teshev kills a Jew, he does not go to Ari Miklat because it's not enough of a kapara for him to be able to get forgiven.
And does he stay there until the Kohen die? I mean,
yeah.
He does? He, I mean, the
if he goes, he has to stay.
The laws apply to him the same way as they apply to a Jew who goes to...
Yeah. So now the Gemara says, other people ask a question of a contradiction of two psukim. One pasuk says, Levnei Yisrael, V'lager V'latesha B'seicham. The pasuk says as follows: for the Jews and the Ged and the Teshev who lives amongst the Jews should be Sheish Ha'arim, the six cities of refuge. So, what does the Torah say clearly? For a Jew and a Ged Teshev, there are six cities of refuge. And another pasuk says, "V'ha'yolachem Ha'arim leMiklat." Only Jews should have Arim Miklat, meaning not the Gedim, not the Ger Teshevs. So one pasuk says there is Ari Miklat for Ger Teshev. Because one pasuk says there's Ari Miklat for the Jews, v'la Ger v'la Teshev, which means the Ger Teshevs. Another pasuk says only Jews have Ari Miklat, not the Goyim, not the Ger Teshev. So what's the contradiction? Amar Rav Kahane said, no, this is the answer. Gam b'terk the Ger Teshev should harig Yisrael. If a Ger Teshev kills a Jew, he cannot run to a city of refuge. It doesn't help him. Why? Because killing a Jew is worse, and it's not enough kapara by going to the Ari Miklat to be forgiven. V'kan, Ger Teshev shahara Ger Teshev. But if a Ger Teshev kills a Ger Teshev, then he could go to the city of refuge. So if it aminu, the Gemara asks, I'll ask you a question. It says, Lefikach, Ger ve'evet kechavim shahargu. That a ger, meaning a ger teshev, because you have to understand when the Torah says ger, when the Torah says the word Jew and ger, it can't mean a real ger, because a real ger is a Jew. A ger is a full-fledged Jew.
Ger tzedek.
Right. Yeah, so a ger tzedek is a Jew.
Jew, yeah, yeah.
Now when the Torah says Livnei Yisrael v'la ger, who is the ger? We're not talking about a real ger, because he's a Jew. So ger means a ger teshev, meaning this guy who accepted the mitzvah since living as a citizen in Israel.
Not Korean.
It can't mean a real ger, because a real ger is a Jew. So when it says Jew, it means, I'll give you an example. The Torah says a Jew has to eat matzah. The Torah doesn't say a Jew and a ger has to eat matzah, because it's understood. A ger is a Jew. If he's a Jew, yes, he's a Jew. Sometimes the pasuk says, like by Ari Miklat, the various pasuk of the Torah says, a Jew will a ger. Now, who's the ger? So obviously it means a ger teshev, who's a goy, but he lives in Israel. Okay, so now it says, therefore, now, ger ve'evdi kechavim shahargu, a ger and an evdi kechavim, who killed, it says, nehadogim, they get killed. Even accidentally. Meanwhile, this is what the Gemara is saying. If a Ger Teshev kills somebody accidentally, he gets killed. So it says, Ketani, but it says there, Ger Dum Yudev de Kuchavim. A Ger and a Goy in the same breath. What does the Torah say? A Ger and a Goy. Which means Ger and a Goy are the same thing. Ma Ev de Kuchavim, just like by a Goy. Laishra doesn't mean to call to Bamine if he killed another Jew, a Goy. V'laishra to call to La Bamine. And it doesn't matter if he killed a Jew. Nerak, he gets killed. Avged, leishna dekato barmine, the same thing, it doesn't matter if he killed his own kind. Veleishna dekato lav barmine, he killed a Jew. Nerak, he also gets killed. The Gemara is asking now a question. For a minute, this is a question on the whole concept we just said. We just got through saying that if a Ger Teshev kills a Ger Teshev, he has to go to Ari Miklat. If he killed him accidentally. So the Gemara says, this pasuk says, a braisa says, that it says ger and goy together about killing.
Yes.
Therefore, just think if a goy, a real goy, you know, didn't accept mitzvahs, nothing, a real goy, if he killed a Jew, he gets killed. If he kills a goy, he gets killed. Even accidentally. So the same thing, ger teishev is likened to a goy, and therefore the same pasuk is implying that it doesn't matter if he killed a ger teishev accidentally, or he killed another goy accidentally, he has to be killed. But our braisa says he goes to Ari Miklat. The Mishnah. Our Mishnah says a ger teishev who accidentally kills a ger teishev goes to Ari Miklat. And this braisa says a ger teishev who accidentally kills a ger teishev gets killed. So, does he get killed? Or does he go to Ari Miklat? What does he do? Our Mishnah says ger teishev kills a ger teishev, he goes to Ari Miklat and that's it. The braisa says if a ger teishev kills a ger teishev accidentally, he gets killed. By Bezdin kills him. So the question is, what is it? Does he get killed or doesn't he get killed? Amr Rav Chista said, Leikashe. This is interesting but strange. The Gemara says as follows. Leikashe is not a question. Kan shaharoge derech yirida, kan shaharoge derech aliyah. It depends if he killed him coming down or going up.
How could he kill him going up?
Well, we learned before. 1 second. Now.
Had that last week, right?
Huh?
We had that last week, right? I mean, going up the ladder or something?
Right. We learned that the Torah's learned. We learned out from a psukim that the only time you get Ari Miklat is if you kill him coming down.
So if he falls.
Huh? If he falls down. But if he's going up and he killed somebody,
he doesn't.
For instance, I'll give you an example. A guy's walking up a ladder with a knife. He's walking up a ladder, and all of a sudden, somebody falls on him, and the knife goes into the guy's heart, God forbid, and he kills him. So he's not going down, he's going up. So the din is, there's no Ari Miklat.
What if he drops the knife?
But a lot depends if he's going up or down. That was the whole Gemara of the first parak discussing if two blot Gemara, what does it mean? You're picking up a pail from the well and it falls down. Is it up? Is it down? Is it down? Is it up? But the Gemara says very interestingly, it's exerts a cost. It's not really exerts a cost. There's a logic behind it. When you come down, it's killing somebody, it's less freakish than going up and killing somebody. Mm-hmm. For instance, and to give you a simpler case of going up, you're going up a ladder, yeah, you're stepping up on the ladder, and the step breaks, and you fall down on somebody. That's called derech aliyah, because you were going up. Then the Torah says, that's so freakish, that's not called Ari Miklat. You don't go to Ari Miklat. You don't need Ari Miklat. That's so far-fetched, it's not even called shagig, it's called freakish. If you're coming down the ladder,
and
the step breaks, and you fall on top of somebody, that's called shagig. So now the Gemara is going to answer as follows. Our Mishnah says, ger teishev, accidentally kills a ger teishev, he goes to Ari Miklat. That's speaking when the ger teishev killed the other ger teishev coming down. So a Jew goes to Ari Miklat, so the guy goes to Ari Miklat. The ger teishev also goes to Ari Miklat.
Only when he's coming down.
Because he's coming down. But if a ger teishev kills him going up, where a Jew doesn't get Ari Miklat, so then the guy gets killed.
Easier for the Jew, harder for the guy.
Right.
Interesting.
That's what the Gemara. Meanwhile, this is meanwhile what the Gemara is answering. He says as follows, and the Gemara explains it very clearly. Derech Yirida, when he comes down, the Yisro Goli, where Jew gets Golus, okay. Therefore, Ionami Sagle beGolus. So therefore, he also goes into Golus. Why? If a Jew, Golus is good enough for a Jew, it's good enough for him. But Derech Aliyah, But derech aliyah, if it goes up, the Yisro, but the Jew doesn't go to Ari Miklat, so what are you going to do to the ger? See, after Yehul Nerek, he gets killed. The Gemara is going to ask, its mama should be the opposite. Because if Yerida is worse, then if anything, coming down, he should get killed, and going up, he should go to Ari Miklat. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that if a Jew comes down and kills somebody, the Jew goes to Ari Miklat. Therefore, when the guy comes down and falls on top of another guy, he also goes to Ari Miklat. But if he's going upward, where a Jew doesn't get Ari Miklat, yeah. So then what do you do with the guy? You have to kill him. Yeah. But the Gemara is going to ask right away, it should be the opposite. Going up is lesser of the evils. That's why a Jew doesn't go to Golus, because so it's less evil than coming down. So the Gemara says, if a guy is coming down doing the worst type of murder, he gets Ari Miklat. If he does a freakish type of murder, he gets killed. The Gemara says, that makes sense. But that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is answering, if a Ger Teshev kills a Ger Teshev on the way down, he goes to Ari Miklat. If he kills him on the way up, he gets killed. So the Gemara is, V'lav kavu chaymiru. It should be mamish the opposite. Madach yiridid Yisro goli. Madach coming down. Where a Jew goes into Golus. Meaning the Jew as the sufferer of Golus. Il nami sagli, because that, so the guy's Tarishib also gets. It suffices for him only to have Golus. Derech aliyah going up. Where a Jew is completely potter. You're going to say the guy gets killed? It mamish doesn't make sense. Down is worse than up. So you're going to tell me that coming down the guy only goes to Ari Miklat, and going up he gets killed.
But does it have to make sense?
Well, the Gemara only is answering it to answer a contradiction. Obviously you can have a different answer to contradiction. You don't have to say it's such a crazy law. In other words, the Torah doesn't say it clearly. We're trying to figure out what the Torah says. If the Torah says it clearly, yeah, it doesn't have to make sense.
That's it. I mean,
but when the Torah doesn't say it, and we were trying to find out, what does the Torah say?
But sometimes we got the chokim that are very difficult to understand.
But Rav is asking you, who says it's a chok? Who says it's illogical? You have to make it make sense.
Maybe it's actually better for him to get killed and go to Ari Miklat for the going.
No, Ari Miklat is forgiveness. The Gemara says Golus is Mechaper. Which means, by the way, when a Jew does an Aveira, okay, punishment in Teira, Bechlal, to understand this concept, punishment in Teira is a Kapara. It's a cleansing process. If somebody eats Chazer, okay, besides obviously repenting, the Kapara is getting Malkus. The Malkus cleans the slate. That's why the Torah says, "V'nikla achicha le'inecha." Once he gets Malkus, he's achicha, he's back your brother again. Somebody kills somebody accidentally. And like we said, the fact that Hashem made that this person killed somebody accidentally shows he's connected to it. So he needs a forgiveness. What's the kapara? Golus is a painful suffering. And the Gemara has an expression sometimes that Golus is perhaps even sometimes worse than death. Because you're living with it, you know, on a continuous basis. So then, sometimes the din is, you go into Ari Miklat. You stay there until the Kohen Gadol dies, and then you're forgiven. Once the Kohen Gadol dies, you're a free man. You know, you can roam the streets, the Avenger cannot kill you. Huh?
You may be there 50 years.
Maybe.
You got to kill someone 17 and Kohen Gadol maybe 25. You got a problem. You may be there 60.
And the mother, the Gemara says, the Medrash says, the mother of the Kohen Gadol, used to bring presents to the people sitting in the Ari Miklat. Why? Because what would they do? They would daven the Kohen Gadol should die.
Oh, yes?
They wanted to get out of there, no? If you run a city of refuge, and you know that your only way out They wouldn't kill him, God forbid, you know?
No, of course
but
not.
But say, yeah. God, you know, let him die.
Pray that he wasn't a young man.
No, one minute. So they would, it says they would daven, the people would daven, that the Kohen Gadol should die because then they get out.
Yeah.
You know, cause not the holy people, you know. So the mother of the Kohen Gadol used to bring presents to the people, not in Miklat, that they shouldn't daven, that her son should die. That's what went on.
You might be 17. You killed somebody.
I mean, there weren't too many Kohenim Gedolim at 17.
No,
trust
no,
me.
No,
no, no, no.
They
no,
couldn't be. They couldn't be at 17.
No, 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 no. I'm just saying, the guy, someone who kills somebody at 17 could be 17. The Kohen Gadol maybe 35.
Right.
He could be there 40 years.
Right. Yeah, but you have to understand, the Arim Miklat wasn't a jail. It was a full city.
But you couldn't leave that city. You
so
could not leave like it's like L.A. Right? Could you?
Wasn't as big as L.A. Like there's a lot of people that never left L.A. Especially in the olden times, you didn't have an airport. You went on a plane. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You wanted to go somewhere. It was a hassle. Mm-hmm. You didn't go. People stayed home. Now, if somebody kills somebody bemazed intentionally, Ari Miklat is not going to forgive him. What do you need? You need death. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, by a Jew, and this is the logic of the halacha, the Torah, we learn that from a pasuk, whether it makes sense or not, but there is a logic behind it. If you fall down, if you're coming down, it's a more accidental way of killing somebody. So that you have to go to Ari Miklat to be forgiven. If you do it going up, it's so freakish. Yeah. It's mamish freakish. You can't say the guy did it accidentally. It's mamish freakish. So then the Torah says he doesn't have to go to Ari Miklat. Meaning he's a free man. He doesn't need to be forgiven. That's what it means. So the Gemara wants to learn, well, let's say the same thing is by Ger Teshev. What's the problem? One Braisa says, Ger Teshev kills a Ger Teshev, he goes to Ari Miklat. This is what our Mishnah says. And another Braisa says he gets killed. So the question is, does he get killed or does he go to Ari Miklat? Now, the Gemara is going to answer the contradiction by making up a halacha. Not that it says this in the Torah, the Gemara is thinking. The Gemara says, well, let's analyze it. When he goes coming down, where a Jew in a similar case would go to Ari Miklat, then the guy, Ger Teshev, coming down, kills another Ger Teshev, he goes to Ari Miklat. But if he goes up, where a Jew doesn't go to Ari Miklat, let's kill him. So at least we answer the contradiction. So Rav says, does that make sense to you, to answer the contradiction that way? That a Jew comes down, goes to Ari Miklat, so the guy also does. But that's worse than going up. So a Jew that goes up gets nothing, so the guy gets killed. A Ger Teshev kills a Ger Teshev, he's going to get killed. Does that make sense to you? You have no better way of answering the contradiction. So Rav is going to answer a different answer. But it's not a question of a chayk. It doesn't make sense, this answer, to say that you kill him derech yirida, you go to Ari Miklat. You come going up, you get killed. Going up is lesser than going down. Why should you get killed? Okay? Elam Rav answers the following. It's speaking Ba'emen Mutter. It's a very interesting case. The guy says, I thought you're allowed to kill people. So therefore, in such a case, even if he kills somebody accidentally, he would also get killed. Because, what do you mean he can kill somebody?
It doesn't matter, it was accidental anyways.
Huh?
It was accidental anyways, it doesn't matter what he thought.
But like the Gemara is going to... No! The Gemara is going to explain soon that if a Jew thought you're allowed to kill a guy, he doesn't go to Ari Miklat, he gets killed. I mean, if a Jew killed another Jew.
Accidentally.
Yeah. But he said, I thought you're allowed to.
You better keep his mouth.
No, let me explain to you why. In the laws of Shabbos, for instance, what is the definition of Shagig? Shagig means, I thought I was allowed to
do
it.
To do that, yeah.
Let's say, for argument's sake, let's say turning on a light would be forbidden from the Torah, which is questionable. But let's say it's forbidden from the Torah, yeah? And a Jew comes along and says, I thought I'm allowed to. I didn't know I'm allowed to. He doesn't get stoned. He has to bring a carbon chatas as a sin offering. or he forgot today's Shabbos. Give you an example. You wake up in the morning, you're half asleep, forgot it was Shabbos morning, and you turn on the light. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, a Jew would have to bring a Korban Chatas because he knows he's not allowed to turn on the light. He forgot it's Shabbos.
Right.
What do you mean, he forgot it's Shabbos? The guy's half asleep. But he's still up. I mean, he knew that he opened the light.
But it's not a sin unto death. It's not a sin.
1 second. The same thing, there's a third example of Shaygig. If you ask a Shaila to a Rav, can I do it on Shabbos? You go to a Rav and say, can I open the light on Shabbos? The Rav said, yeah, sure. And you did it? You also called Shaygig. Okay? Now, what happens if somebody thought you're allowed to kill somebody and he killed somebody? That's also Shaygig. He thought you're allowed to. Shaygig, meanwhile,
yeah.
The Gemara says, Shaygig doesn't only mean what I didn't know what I was doing. Shaygig also, by definition, means I know what I'm doing, but I thought I'm allowed to do it. So Rava answers the contradiction as follows. The guy said, I'm allowed to kill a guy. The Ger Toshev said, I thought you're allowed to kill. What's the problem? That is not accidental, the Gemara says. That's worse. Adi Mikla is not going to help him. So then you kill him.
Yeah, because it's like premeditated.
But if a guy falls off the tree, off the ladder, and he kills somebody, then he goes to Adi Mikla. So he answers the question very simple. The Braisa that says, if a Ger Toshev kills a Ger Toshev accidentally, you kill him, is speaking, what is the accident? Not that he slipped off the ladder. The accident was, he thought he's allowed to kill. What happens though when the Mishnah says he goes to Adi Miklat? That's speaking the case. The guy knows everything. He pushed it, slipped down the ladder, and he fell on top of his friend and he killed him.
It's a both case. Aliyah and Aliyah.
Well, the Gemara is not going into that now. What would be the din if a Ger Toshev kills somebody derech Ali, if that din of Yerida only applies to a Jew or not? It probably is the same din. That it's only derech Yerida. But he says, it's not a difference like, what's his name? Rav Kahana wanted, Rav Chista wanted to answer, one speaking down, one speaking up. Gemara said that doesn't make sense. So Rav has answered a very simple answer. The Shaygi that we know of Shaygi falling down, then he goes to Adi Miklat. A shaygig that he thought you're allowed to, for instance, I'll give you an example. Because the question, what do you mean a guy, people don't know you can't kill? I mean, everybody knows you can kill. I mean, you're not allowed to kill. What happens, I'll give you an example where a guy could think it's mutter. A Kevorkian story. To help a guy, to kill a guy who, you know, he's dying and he's in pain and you want to kill him. So the guy thinks, I'm a very good citizen. I thought I'm allowed to do it. What do you mean I'm not allowed to do it? I'm helping the guy out. I'm taking away his suffering. I'm killing him. He thinks you're allowed to do it. So the Gemara says, if he does that, he gets killed. Because that is not accidental. Go learn that you're not allowed to do it.
It's premeditated. It's premeditated.
Yeah, but some people, as we know, Kevorkian story,
Kevorkian
they think it's a mitzvah to do it.
It's a mitzvah, but it's premeditated murder.
Correct.
Yeah.
All this halakha that we are talking about is only to the goyim that they live in Israel.
And Eretz Yisrael ruled.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
But not after this.
The Gemara, technically yes, but what jurisdiction did the Jews have? They didn't have any koyach to make laws in other countries.
No, but they're not responsible for other goyim. They have to have their own judge.
Yeah, but the Rambam writes that a Jew is obligated to make sure that all the goyim keep the seven mitzvahs.
Oh, they have obligation like that.
Yeah. So Rambam writes...
Oh, I didn't know. I thought, in fact,
when the Rebbe came out with the campaign, you know, to make sure the goyim keep seven mitzvahs b'nei neyach, the Rebbe quoted the Rambam.
But this is only in the time of Beit HaMikdash, so these days we can't
kill. That's been taught today. So,
Rambam says,
There's some group in West Bank called Bnei Noah.
Yeah, I know.
We're keeping the seven mitzvahs.
Where?
I don't know. Somewhere in the United States here. Somewhere.
This is the responsibility of Beit Din or any Jew?
Any Jew.
Even these days?
Does anybody do it nowadays?
There are people that are doing it, yes, today, who are teaching the seven mitzvahs, Lord, yes. Yeah.
V'chein tziv, Dramam says, V'chein tziv Meshe Rabbeinu mipi agvura, Meshe Rabbeinu is commanded from Hashem, lochuf es kol boy olam lekabel mitzvah shenestavu b'nei neach. Kol boy olam means
the
Rambam writes that Meshe Rabbeinu was commanded by Hashem to make, meaning Jews, not Meshe Rabbeinu, Jews were commanded by Meshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, by Hashem, to make sure Goyim keep the seven mitzvahs b'nei neach. So one year, many years ago, the Rebbe came out with a campaign that Jews are obligated, when you come in contact with Goyim, to talk to them about seven mitzvahs b'nei neach. So right away, as we all know, whenever the Rebbe made a campaign, they were right through that position. And they said, a new thing. When was this ever done historically, that Jews went out to make sure Goyim kept the seven mitzvahs b'nei neach? So the Rebbe answered, I said it, the Rambam might say, don't, what do you want from me? All I did was repeat a Rambam. And then the Rebbe said, he said, Chacham, like, when the Jews in Russia, yeah, or under Nazi, the Yimach Shemama, the rules, if a Jew went to a Goy, the Jews had to bury themselves to hide from the Goyim. Can you imagine if a Jew went to a Goy and said, hey Goy, keep yourself, he'd be killed. The Rebbe said, a Jew's not mochiv to be serious nefesh to make sure a guy keeps the seven mitzvahs. So historically, of course, he expected Jews in Russia to go to Stalin and say, hey, keep seven mitzvahs b'nei neach. I mean, he got killed right away in a second. Right? So the Rebbe said, but now we live in a free country where nobody kills you for talking to people. The Rambam writes, a halacha, clearly, that the Jews are commanded to make sure, lochuf. Lochuf means to force. Kol boy elam, to keep the seven mitzvahs.
Right.
And that's what the Rambam says, that's what a ger teishev is. The Rambam says, and the next halach, what's a ger teishev? The Rambam says, here, kol ha-mekabel sheva mitzvahs, v'nizer la-haseisam, la-haseisam, ha-reizu mechasidi umas-ha-elam, v'yesh lo chelok lo-lam ha-ba. V'huj, but, but Rama writes, interesting thing. It's only if he does it because God told Meshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam concludes, he says, if a person does it because this is what my logic dictates, that it's wrong to steal and it's wrong to kill, he says, he's not a ger teishev, he's not mechasidu yom ha'elam. He's nothing. So the Rambam says, and this is what we're learning here, a Ger Teishev that was Mekabel in Bezdin to keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neach, because Hashem told Meshe Rabbeinu in Torah that a Goy has to keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neach.
Could you repeat about the Pasuk one more time?
Which Pasuk?
That Hashem told Moshe.
No, it doesn't quote a Pasuk. It says, V'chein tziva Meshe Rabbeinu mipi agvura, lochuf es kol boy ha'elam lekabel mitzvahs shenestavu b'nei neach v'chol mi shelo yekabel yohorig.
But where does the Rambam get that from? Doesn't have a pasuk?
Let me see. Yud. He doesn't quote a pasuk, he quotes it from the Gemaras in Avodah Zarah and different places. The Rambam doesn't learn enough from a pasuk.
But in these days, who would go and kill a person that doesn't follow the shamanism?
Nobody.
No, today we don't have a bezdin that can kill anybody. Here we don't. Today we don't have a bezdin.
But if really somebody wants to follow this, Doesn't he have to know all the mitzvot, all the halacha of Bnei Noach to do it? I mean, to...
Yeah.
Is there any book like Gemara?
There is books already. And the mitzvot Bnei Noach, there are a bunch of books in English already.
No, because but that they have...
the seven mitzvot Bnei Noach are general mitzvot. There's a few mitzvot under each one.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Right. I'm sure there is...
Yeah.